Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I, of course, am Chris Ann. We are going to be talking about the weekly psychic predictions for the week of February 18th through February 25th of 2024. And let's get started. This week we are using another new deck. We are using the Sufi Wisdom Oracle, a divine guidance through the hearts of the great sages. And this deck is by Rasuli. It's a really pretty deck. It's published by Blue Angel, so check it out. The imagery and the artwork is really pretty. Slightly bit of a larger card, but if you hold them upright, because I have small hands, that's what I do, works for me. So you can hear that I am shuffling the cards. I always pull the cards live with all of you while I do the podcast. To me, it's just more, I don't know, in the moment, but I like that. So let's see. First card for this week. Interesting card. It's called Drunk with Love. Let love lift you to freedom. Okay. I like that for this week. So this week it's all about opening up our heart chakra. It's all about opening up our heart chakra on the front and the back of our body because whether you know or don't know, our chakras run on the front of our body as well as the back of our body, but not including the crown chakra, which only goes up, and the base chakra, which only goes down. So all the other chakras, front and back of the body. So when you open up your heart chakra, located in the center of your chest, approximately where your heart is, but just over into the center. That's your heart chakra, both on the front in that position and the exact same position, but on the back. When you open up your heart chakra for love, you can allow love in, but this card is saying, let love lift you to freedom. Sometimes that's about love of others coming in from others, but it's all about self-love as well. So, however it is that you experience love, whether it be love from others, love from self, allow love in. Allow love just to be. I like that one for this week. Okay, the next card is Limitation is Power. Lean into your limitations. Very interesting that we have this card right next to the heart chakra card. So when it's saying lean into your limitations, push the boundaries a little bit. What are your limitations? But it's interesting that it's right next to the heart chakra card. So, you know, when it comes to love, don't have limits. Push the boundaries of your limits just a little bit and allow that love to be. Quite interesting that those two are next to each other. And then the third card for this week, it is the card of Heart of the Matter. Align life's pathways through the heart. Oh, funny. I guess this week is all about heart. So do what you love. Do what you love. Do what your heart is guiding you to. Follow your instincts. What is your gut instincts telling you to do? When you follow the heart, you will love what it is that you do. So when you align yourself to the heart of the matter, when you follow your path based on what brings you joy and what brings you happiness, you will find joy and happiness. To me, obviously, this is a very heart-based week. It could be finding what it is that makes you happy. What is your path? What are you destined to do? What is it that brings you that joy, that brings you that happiness, that puts that smile on your face. I think this is the week that we're going to get a little bit more insight into that. You know, if you've been stuck in a rut and you've just been sort of spinning your wheels in life, I think this week is going to give you a little bit more insight into some of that. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be interesting. So I do pick the crystals ahead of time. They are divinely guided to me for what this week has in store for us. So this week we have four crystals. These are crystals that you can carry, you can use on your work desk, you can place in your bedroom, you can place around the house. If you don't have the crystals, look them up online. Connect to the energy within the picture. Pull out a deck of crystal oracle cards or crystal tarot cards. We talked about that last week. We used a crystal deck last week. Connect with a picture. If you don't have the actual crystal, you can still connect with a picture, or you can meditate on that crystal. So you don't have to have all the crystals that I talk about every single week. Many don't. So let's talk about the crystals. This week, the first one that we're going to talk about is amethyst. A very easily accessible stone, can be very inexpensive. You can get a tumbled stone for a dollar or two for a small tumbled stone, all the way up to thousands of dollars for very, very large pieces. So amethyst is an easy stone to get your hands on. This comes in jewelry, it comes in tumbled stones, so very easy to use. Amethyst is known as the stone of spirituality and contentment. It helps you bring those lower energies, that negativity into higher vibrations, that sadness into happiness. Very applicable to the cards that we were talking about. Amethyst also helps you prosper within your business, within things that you have set your sights on to be successful on. Amethyst can help you to do that. Amethyst also can clear your aura and stabilize your energy. And it's very good to use during meditation. For all these reasons, I would say to use amethyst on the left-hand side of the body. Left-hand side of the body brings the energy in. Right-hand side lets the energy out. When you lay on your back in bed, stick out your left arm. That is the left side of your bed. You can place it there whether you sleep on the left side or not. When you're at your desk, sitting down, stick out your left hand. That's how you know the left-hand side of your desk as well. The next stone, dioptase. This is probably the most expensive stone on the list. It is a beautiful green crystal. I love dioptase. I have a piece that's a pendant, so it doesn't matter whether I wear it on the right or I wear it on the left. It's in the middle. Crystal's going to do what the crystal's going to do for me. It is one of the strongest stones for releasing of harmful emotional patterns and relationships. It is a great stone for cord cutting and releasing attachments. For those reasons, you would wear it or carry it, probably not carry it because this could be a little bit of a fragile stone, wear it on the right-hand side to release some of those things. But it is also a powerful healing stone to help with physical diseases within the body. It supports your transformation and it increases compassion and balance within your emotional body. It is a stone that is working on a heart chakra-based level. It is bringing in your highest and best good while eliminating those things that are holding you back. I love dioptase. Next stone, lithium quartz. Lithium quartz is a very popular stone. We've talked about this one in the past. We're going to talk about it again. Lithium stone is great for bringing in balance to the physical, emotional, and spiritual bodies. It is one of my top favorite calming stones. It can bring in inner peace, calmness, quietness to the body, to the mind, to the heart as well. It is good for anybody dealing with depression, anxiety, bipolar, PTSD, addiction. I am not a medical practitioner. Do not use a crystal in place of medication that your doctor prescribes, even though there is lithium medication and a lithium stone. I am not a medical practitioner. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm telling you how it has worked for me. Lithium quartz also helps to restore the body back to where it was before some emotional trauma may have happened. And it is a really good one to carry on the left-hand side. Even though we're saying it can eliminate a lot of these things, the reason I like it to carry or wear on the left-hand side or just wear in the middle as a pendant, lithium quartz is bringing in calm. It's bringing in peace. It's bringing in that gentle, soothing energy. It is very popular for me to sell wire-wrapped pendants with lithium quartz. So, great one. Check it out. Relatively inexpensive. It's under $10 for a nice point, or you can get a small tumbled stone. Definitely reasonably priced. Very reasonably priced for what it is. And last but not least, we're going to talk about halite. I love halite. If you know me, you'll get that. Halite is a salt. I love salt. So I love halite. Halite isn't as easy to find as you think. It's a pretty stone. I've seen it in pinks primarily. Does come in some other colors. But it enhances goodwill, it balances moods, and it helps you get rid of negativity. It boosts your psychic power and helps your intuition. It encourages you to be present in the moment. And it's really good at changing those negative habits and patterns that we have within our lives and our body to become more positive things. It clears blockages from psychic abilities. It removes negativity on your spiritual outlook and your spiritual development. And it's really cool to use for a nice deep meditation, especially coupled with an amethyst as well. Halite is a heart chakra stone as well. It works on some other chakras, works on most chakras actually, but primarily I like to use it on a heart chakra base because it is clearing some of that stuff. It's clearing some of those moods and negativities and things. So you can use it on the right-hand side and you can use it on the left-hand side. If you are undecided and you want to work with it as a meditative tool, have it right in front of you. In the middle, so you don't have to pick a side. Halite is a bit of a fragile stone, so you don't really want to carry it around. You want to place it somewhere. So for the most part, I'm big on bringing in all that energy, so I'm leaning more towards having it on the left, but you absolutely can put this one on the right as well. But you know, when in doubt, get two. It is a relatively cheaper stone. I've seen them $20, $25 ish, but I've also seen them for like $8, $10. So I don't have any in stock right now. I'm fully out of stock on halite. For me, it was a little bit difficult to get. So see what you can find. You might be able to find better than I could. So we are now going to talk about what is our angel of the week? So our angel of the week is the angel of home. So each home has its own angel, and you can connect with the angel of your home. You might need to call in your angel for protection on your home, to help with the energy of your home, within your home, but also outside your home. So the angel of the home can come in, clear the energy. Don't I wish the angel of the home can come in and clean my house as well? But I can certainly call in the angel of home to help me get my house wherever. So you can call in the angel of the home for help with physical as well as energetic. But your angels can't come in and work for you unless you call them in. So call in your angels, and that would be a wonderful way to get them to come in and help. That being said, feel free to check out my website if you're looking to get a private psychic reading with me in the Akashic Records. I am doing animal communication. I am doing mediumship. And I'm doing regular psychic stuff, past, present, and future. I also have a lot of classes there that you can purchase and download. But also, I have private one-on-one classes that you can purchase and work with me. All of those are done through digital means. So we connect digitally. So I work with people all over the world, which I love. I think that is just such a cool way for it to be. I have a lot of crystals there, artwork, and tarot cards, all of that fun stuff. Any of those things that you're looking for, go to the website, check it out, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Exact same name as this podcast. So it's easy to find and locate. Check it out. If you don't see what you're looking for, feel free to reach out and get in touch with me. You can also reach out on the Facebook page, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And you can also reach out on Instagram, chrisanne1234. I do read the messages on both of those, so feel free to reach out there as well. Perfectly acceptable to do that. I'm going to be having some new products coming out. I am working on them as we speak. And I'm working on some pet memorial projects. Primarily jewelry, maybe some keychains that will also include a mini reading to connect with pets, but also the people, loved ones, utilizing ashes and maybe some hair from your pets or from your loved one. Keep an eye out for that. I'm going to be creating my demos for those within the next, hopefully, 2 weeks. So check out that. I haven't come up with a price point yet, but I have come up with a couple different options for jewelry and for potential keychains too. So if you have lost a dear loved one, like we lost our dear Cooper about a week and a half ago, and so it's inspired me, and we're going to be calling them Cooper's Creations. So yeah. Keep an eye out for that. I'll be posting those pictures both on Facebook and on Instagram. So keep your eye open for some Cooper's Creations that are going to be coming down the pike, and a little bit different twist on things, but still utilizing my mediumship skills and my passion for jewelry. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and thank you. I'm getting some wonderful feedback. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful week. Take care and be free.